I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
And this is post-Oscar.
This is our post-Oscar wrap-up chat. Yes.
Now listen, I have to admire you for picking Parasite for the best film. I thought it was the best film of the year, but I never believed it would take both the international and the best of them all. So tell me.
It was not my favorite, but I knew it was going to win.
Okay.
And if you remember, I laid out a scenario that it was going to take both
best and that's
international film and best picture, doubling down on the history-making event that became. There was one of two scenarios. I was thinking they give it Parasite best picture, and that would have allowed them to give Pain and Glory best international film. A foreign language film has never won best picture. That will ever happen again, that a foreign language film wins both.
Bong Joon-ho also took best director.
Yes.
All right, so he is the...
Are you part of the Bong Hive?
Well,
the Bong Hive?
I loved Snowpiercer, as you know.
Yeah.
We both did. So I'm looking at him. He's a charmer as well as being a brilliant filmmaker.
Yeah, I like his gracious... acceptance speeches.
He's like a big cuddly bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best actor. We pretty much had predicted that Joaquin Phoenix would take it. And there's no surprises.
Your casual Oscar viewers aren't necessarily privy to the run-up awards. The Golden Globes thing that happens first, but then there's like the BAFTAs, there's SAG Awards, there's the critics.
Producers.
You're not necessarily aware of the momentum that a performer or a film has. In Joaquin Phoenix's case, it was like a done deal.
I was very happy with Laura Dern's award as Best Supporting Actress for Marriage Story.
Something we can disagree on.
Exactly.
Anything special about that performance, that's nothing she hasn't been doing for the last 10 years. This is her Big Little Lies character, just cast in a different profession.
Right, You could apply the same litmus test to Brad Pitt's award for Best Supporting Actor.
But let's jump back for 1 second.
All right.
Scarlett Johansson deserved that Supporting Actress Award. A movie star of the highest caliber, choosing to take risky projects, and her performances over the years have gotten better and better. I thought it was time for her to win an award.
Well, I saw Dern being the older actress to be ready.
Doing the same thing.
But I would have to agree with you about Scarlett Johansson. It is in her future.
Yes, Brad Pitt deserved that award. Though not as challenging as, say, like his role in Benjamin Button or even Moneyball. His performance right there is the perfect confluence of star charisma, acting chops, and just being perfect.
Tell me how this compares with the performances of Joe Pesci and Al Pacino. I mean, as supporting actors. I mean,
those performances, great measured performances.
Yes.
As much as I love those guys, they have given better performances in the past. It was Brad Pitt's turn.
No, and I agree. Foregone conclusion that Renee Zellweger would win for Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And she did win.
Right.
And I think that
same
was...
same deal as Joaquin. We saw
right,
that coming.
A great performance in a not-so-great movie. There's a performance that we never see or talk about for the Oscars, and that's Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems.
Well known that it was almost a deliberate snub. He just has this stigma about him because of all the crappy stuff that he's done over the years.
And he can be irritating. A24, which produced it, seemed to back away a little bit from the marketing of that.
Yeah, I wonder if they did back away from it or if they just didn't
do a good job.
Well, because he won so many other awards.
Yes, he did,
leading up to it, that you would think they would have pushed back a little harder on that. Such a dynamic performer. And so good at hitting little notes that other actors are incapable of.
And in the defense of A24, they did produce Moonlight, which came as the surprise a few years ago. Any surprises for you?
Any surprise? Eminem showing up to perform on the awards was a surprise.
Past.
I do like, the shorter hostless Oscar scenario.
Doesn't shorten the ceremony, though.
I don't know. I don't mind it. I like to kind of dig into the sofa and enjoy the awards. So it was good. We had a great crop of movies this year. I hope that 2020 is half as good as last year.
Yeah. And we'll be here, we hope, to comment and to criticize, which is our job.
Same time, same channel next year. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.